Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley live in Baltimore, Maryland at the USAA Radio Row ahead of tomorrow's Army-Navy game. And very excited right now on behalf of our friends at USAA to welcome in Mr. Robert Griffin III, RG3. What's up, man? How you
been? What's up? I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We're good, brother.
We're good, man.
You sure? You sure y'all good? You know,
we hanging.
JD5 stuff going on. What's y'all's take on that?
So it's funny because we had Mayock on earlier.
Yep.
And the last time we had Mike on was Radio Row last year in D.C.
Yep.
And the Commanders were the talk of the NFL. And this year, it's not the same. Sunday's game is the 3-10 Commanders versus the 2-11 Giants.
Ooh.
It's been a rough, long year, and a lot of it is injury related, but some of it isn't. And it's been tough to kind of make sense of it all, honestly.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, the one thing, it's two things that have been difficult. Obviously, the losses when they pile up. I will say this: I think you guys have done a better job, you know, collectively, since Jaden Daniels has been the quarterback, of the way that you guys cover the team. And just the media in D.C., the way they cover the team, I've felt like, you know what, there's been a turn to where it's not as toxic towards the team. So just wanted to commend you guys on that.
That's good to hear.
And the second thing, I think, is also the comparisons to me. I think that the fans have PTSD from what happened with our team back in 2012 and 2013, right? 2012, we win the division, we kill it. 2013, we come back, we don't have a great year. It's like, it felt like, you know, North Korea. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, and you do too, because you felt that and you experienced that. And I think the comparisons to me with JD5 have taken a toll on the team. I think they've taken a toll on him. I think they've taken a toll on his mom and his circle. And I hate that for them, because the situation that I had in D.C. was totally different. I think you guys would agree with that.
Yeah.
The infighting between the head coach and the owner before I got there in 2012 was something that I wasn't aware of.
Right.
But J.D. came in with a new ownership group, mm-hmm. new head coach, new offensive coordinator, and then the leadership. I had London Fletcher, unbelievable leader. I had Santana Moss, unbelievable leader. He had Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler. Like, these were guys that had no experience with the organization. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the comparisons to me have made people go back to those years, and that's not fair to the kid. If we didn't have what we had in D.C., I'd still be there playing. Well, I'd be talking to you guys as starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins probably. Mm-hmm. But we did. So we got to move past that. We got to give this young man an opportunity to be successful and to not have those comparisons come back to me because of the injuries. I get it. Black quarterback, second pick, Heisman Trophy winner, coming into the city, takes over the town. And then the next year it's not as great. But that's where the comparisons stop, man. And I get it. Some people will say that's a lot of comparisons, man. And I do understand that. But the environment that you grow
the
in.
Situations are so.
Yeah, I think the situation is what you have to be worried concerned about. But you know society.
I know. And trust me, I see it all the time on Twitter. I see it.
They don't like letting things go from the past.
Right.
And I think until you let stuff go, you can't move over to the future.
100%.
You know, and I think that's the ultimate thing. I try to tell people that all the time. Always, my little thing is, you got a small rearview mirror and a big-ass windshield.
Exactly.
Look at the possibilities and stop looking at what was.
And that, to me, this is the nuance, right? In social media, the social media age, like we were at the beginning of it in 12 and 13. But social media is a monster.
It is the media.
In 2020, yeah. In 2025. And the nuance that we're talking about here is missed on social media. The nuance is it's a different environment. If I bake a cake in the oven versus trying to bake it on top of the stove,
right.
It's different. We were baking on a stove back then. We're baking in the oven. Allow it to marinate and allow it to cook.
Somebody tried to tell me that they thought this was the lowest point for the organization in the last 25 years. And I said, I was like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Because in the previous administration, there were just roadblocks to success that no longer exist. I mean,
agree.
The physical building, like so much has changed dramatically. Even just having a general manager, like a real GM. And does AP need to hit on more picks? Absolutely. But the structure is so dramatically different than what it was for you and for those teams for 25 years under previous ownership.
Yeah, and B. Mitch, you both remember this. After our rookie year in 12, in 13, we got hit with the fine,
the
league fine, the salary cap fine that didn't allow us to go out and make additions to the roster that we needed to continue to compete and build off that wild card appearance. Well, what Adam did in this next year was he built the team as if JD5 was going to be healthy.
Yeah.
And we were going to be able to add pieces that help us get over the hump and go to the Super Bowl. And then what derailed that? Injuries. Scary Terry's contract situation kind of derailed that with the chemistry between him and JD5 in the passing game. So it was a total, completely different set of circumstances that now you have to say, all right, we have to retool.
Yeah.
We got to get younger on defense. We need more speed on defense. And offensively, JD5 excels when he throws to fast guys. And I know sometimes that like, hey, the guy's fast, but he can't catch. He can't. I don't care if the guy can do 17 things. Can he do one or two things effectively that we can use him at? And I, just watching college football this year and calling games, I think there's two pieces that they obviously would love to have. I think, you know, Jeremiah Love out of Notre Dame, if he's available at some point in the draft, you want to bring him in. And I love Bill Crosky Merritt. Don't get me wrong. But every team is adding an additional back every single year because the shelf life of running backs can be very low. And I'd love to see Carnell Tate come to D.C.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that because he gives you something that Scary Terry doesn't in the height and the mismatch aspect of the game. You don't want to have receivers that are all the same build and all the same type of player. We need that type of guy. We need two ones. Scary is a one. We need another one wide receiver, and I think that would go a long way in helping JD develop.
I bring up this stat line all the time to B. Mitch just because it's nuts. Jeremiah Love against Syracuse had 8 carries for a 170 and 3 touchdowns. It was just so absurd. I you're right. I mean, he's a true home run hitter. Yeah.
That's like some B. Mitch in return game numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I told him when he said that, I said, hell, you go to Pro Bowl for that. Return it.
Exactly. Robert, beyond Washington, I'm curious, when you look around the NFL this year, it's been – different because these guys, the Ravens, aren't performing how people expected. The Chiefs aren't performing how people expected. Philly still has a winning record, but that doesn't look right.
Right.
And you've got all these other teams like upstarts, the Pats, the Colts look like they're going to fall apart now without a quarterback. But who do you think is the best team in the NFL? Like who's competing for the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, one, I'll say everyone. Everyone's competing because – it just seems so wide open.
When you remove the Chiefs, it kind of looks a lot different.
It looks different, and I just feel like something in me still thinks that, like, the Chiefs are going to find a way to sneak in. And something makes me feel like the Ravens are going to find a way.
They could still win that division.
To sneak into the playoffs, and no one's going to want to play them. But obviously the Chiefs need help. I think the team that's the best is the team that no one is talking about, and it's not the Patriots because I know the Patriots are 10-2, but it's the Seattle Seahawks. And I know why no one's talking about them.
Yep.
It's because of Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And they don't want to – 100%. Sam Darnold can't do it in the big games. But I'm like, when I'm watching the game, I'm like, hey, oh, man, him and Jackson Smith and Jigba,
JSN's a baller.
They're operating on a different level. And Jigba might be – he should be the NFL MVP at this point with the way that he's been performing. So I think they're the best team. No one's talking about them because they don't trust the quarterback in the big-time games.
Right.
But anytime you see a team like them or the Patriots with Drake May, and they're just absolutely dominating in the win-loss category, and no one is saying, hey, they're the Super Bowl favorite. It's because they don't trust that those guys have done it. But we've seen Lamar do it in the regular season. We've seen Patrick Mahomes do it in the postseason. The Rams with Matthew Stafford, we've seen them do it in the postseason. I think that's why you're not – like, people are reluctant right now to buy into the teams with the best records, especially since the Rams just lost to the Panthers, who I get a chance to call a game for them this upcoming Sunday.
I think the Panthers are sneaky good. I think Canales was the right hire. It took a little while. I think, honestly, benching Bryce Young was good for him. And they have turned that thing completely around. Right now, if the playoffs started today, they win the division.
Yeah, which was a huge loss last night by the Bucks.
Totally.
Yeah. And this Panthers team is – they live and die in the trenches, man. And I think that's what any GM has to do is understand that – yes, you can have all the pretty shiny things on the outside, but if you don't build the trenches, you're going to be –
you're going to have problems.
You're going to have problems like Joe Burrow's having right now in Cincinnati, where he's contemplating he doesn't even know if he want to play there anymore.
I know.
Right? He's been beat up so much. So I look at the Panthers and I say, when are they best? Bryce Young, 25 or less throws. Rico Dowdle, let Rico go. Let Chuba Hubbard get the bulk of those carries. And you're talking about an offensive line that is people movers. So at 7-6, you'd be like, this might be one of the best 7-6 teams ever. And they're clearly in a spot where they can take control of their division if they beat the Saints on Sunday.
Robert Griffin III joining us here on behalf of USAA. USAA putting together the whole event. I know you got to run here in a minute, and we talked all NFL, but I know how much college football you do, how much college football you watch. Who do you like going into the playoff?
Oof. Man, I like Texas Tech.
Dude, their defense is so good.
I'm not even going to put it past you. That's another guy. Like, I know you want to get – you know, you only have so many picks, right? So we can sit here and say, well, they should draft this guy.
The linebacker?
David Bailey. I love Jacob Rodriguez, by the way. He should be in New York for the Heisman. David Bailey, pass rusher, man. I called two games for them this year, B. Mitch. That man, if he ain't a Washington Commander next year, I'm going to be upset.
You got them with three first-round picks now.
I'm just saying. This guy, like, he would almost be a substitute for a wideout. He'd be a substitute for a running back. And I say that because I've never seen a guy play with more speed, physicality, and actually take pride in earning the right to rush the passer. When you watch him in his pursuit, his bending off the edge is very similar to Von Miller.
Wow.
But Von, later in his career, people criticized him for the run game. Dave Bailey's going to play the run. And that, to me, their pass rush is what makes them so difficult. Him and Romello Hyde on the outside. They got big Lee Hunter in the middle. And then you talk about Jacob Rodriguez and the linebackers. That defense is serious, and on offense they can beat you any way they need
to. You like Bailey more than Bain?
I do like Bailey more than Bain.
Wow. All right.
And trust me, Bain at Miami, incredible player. But what wins in the NFL? Traits. Traits win in the NFL. Bailey has all the traits. I'm not saying that Bain doesn't, but he's a more prolific pass rusher, and he's gotten those sacks in college.
I like that a lot. Who was the receiver you said? You said Love, Bailey, and
Carnell Tate.
Carnell Tate.
Any one of those three, I'll take them.
Thank you.
I'd love all of them. And then you talk about USA, man. I can't leave her without saying that, you know, I'm a true and authentic partnership guy. USA, I've been partnering with them for the last 13 years.
That's cool.
And what they've been able to do and giving back to the military community means a lot to me. My parents served a combined 35 years, 21 from my dad and 14 from my mom. So our military often feels like they're forgotten. And we were able to give away two vehicles to a member from the Navy and another member from the Army National Guard. And I didn't say free because the cars weren't free. They paid their dues. But they didn't just have to pay any money for these.
There you go.
And they had a 9-year-old son Mr. Jamel Lewis, the member from the Navy, who sat in the car that we gave him for 30 minutes after the event was over. And the impact you could see on that kid to know, like, my dad did something that they thought enough of him to give him this vehicle, that kid's going to remember that forever.
That's awesome.
And that, to me, makes it so special. So I'm honored to be partnered with USAA and continue to give back to our military.
I love that. I tried to get you out of here. You started talking USAA.
Hey, man.
So when all the guys look at me, it's not on me. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate you, man. Good to see you.
God bless. Take care, man.
A lot of girl dads right here, man. Thank you for the time, Robert. Jeremiah Love, Carnell Tate, David Bailey. That is I think Robert is so good announcing college football, and you can see the depth of knowledge when he talks about some of those dudes. I also agree with him that I think people are sleeping on Texas Tech going into this playoff. I know they have the bye, and their offense isn't sexy, and everybody pays attention to offense.
But if your offense is not sexy against some of these other people, you may not be able to score enough points, though.
Yeah, man. It's going to be really, really interesting how this all shakes out. Good to see Robert, and I think he's right. And honestly, you and I were saying this for months. There should not be comps with Robert and Jaden. And
we say it all the time. But people don't know how to get out of their own way, bro. That's how that is.
What's that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow. All right. So, do have some interesting news coming out. That's old, Jeff.
Yeah.
That's from 4 years ago.
That's old.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Oh, no. He was just saying it based on what we were discussing.
Oh, okay. Yo, hold on. We got to tell this story. Jeff, get your ass over here. Oh, my
Sit
God.
Sit your ass down, Jeff.
You are so dumb. Oh,
I'm
my.
Sorry. Look. I didn't hear. I just heard the team, the DEA raided the freaking facility.
But we
right?
were having a discussion
yeah,
about
yeah,
what
but
was
I didn't,
bad.
I didn't have
so
my
Robert's talking
on.
About how different the situation was when he was playing
you
to
You know,
now.
You say that the DEA raided the facility.
And I started
Jeff
looking
pulled
at that.
That story up and told us, look.
Jeff was like, oh, my God, breaking news. This just happened in Ashburn.
And I didn't even
handed
the article,
me
bro.
The Ryan Vermillion story from 4 years ago. And so wow. I look at it. I'm like, wait a second. And then I'm like, Jeff, that's from 4 years ago, you
hey,
idiot.
Look. I don't have a headset on today. Like, I listen anyway. I was over there, and I just seen that my phone has been charging because I've been taking a lot of pictures.
What we always say, context.
And so, look, when he posted it, I said, oh, man, they need to know about this. And it's not like I could tell from that text. I apologize. I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
He texted it where we all saw it too.
Yeah.
I want to let Lamphill respond to you. Because I almost texted Lamphill, do we need to do a breaking news alert? Like, do we have to get Toby in the update studio?
My bad.
Landy, do you have anything to say to Jeff?
I mean, I'm over here just trying to get the Robert Griffin's comments about Jaden Daniels out to people, and you guys just stopped talking for 10 seconds. I was panicking.
Because Jeff handed me a news story that I was like, oh, my God, they raided the
I'm
team
sorry.
Facility again?
My favorite part is how he said he didn't have headphones on. You three are there with him talking. He could have just heard you.
Yeah.
He's in the same room as you.
It's loud out here, bro.
You could hear us.
No,
it's
I can't.
Me, B, and Robert,
no,
we're all loud enough, no, and you were standing right
even,
there.
I couldn't even hear y'all when
Hold
Urban
on.
Meyer
Huey,
was talking.
Could you hear us? Huey's standing right there.
I can't hear y'all. My ears are bad, bro.
Yeah, you're a DJ.
I'm around music blasting to top notch every day. Doug, I'm sorry.
We have headphones on all the time. I have producers in my ear all the time.
I don't care what you say. No producer's voice. Well, your voice might be louder than music that's been played. But I couldn't hear, bro.
Jeff is never wrong.
You can't hear. I apologize. I said sorry. What else y'all want me to do?
No, that's
you want
right.
me go. You want me go run across to the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do that and jump the gate.
Oh, that was.
They might whoop me.
You will go viral.
As great as that interview was, and talking to Robert about Washington, and then talking about the rest of the league and his story giving away the car. As great as all of that was, Jeff dumbass handing me a 5-year-old news story.
Yeah.
And saying, "Oh my God, look at this!" Like it was a robbery at the Federal Reserve across the street.
Can I just apologize right quick? I want to apologize to you guys. I want to apologize to Bowie State University for making y'all look bad because nobody can tell I got a master's.
Apologize
right
to
now.
Mama.
Yeah, Mom. Apologize.
Mama,
to you
taught it better than that.
That was an all-timer, Jeffrey. Never change, buddy. You always make me laugh. When we return, we're going to talk some college football. Chris Dorian going to join the program. Having a blast at Radio Row in Baltimore, Maryland. Getting ready for the Army-Navy game tomorrow. The folks from USAA putting on quite a show here. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley and Jeff's dumbass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.